you always have that cell phone with you, and you use that to get your news, to figure out where you're going to buy that next cup of coffee or what this restaurant has for their lunch specials. That connectivity is so very important in a place like the Oregon District. It's really about the sense of place.
That's Sandy Gudorf, president of the Downtown Dayton Partnership, a nonprofit organization that works with property owners, businesses, and residents to make downtown Dayton a better place to live, work, and visit. She's talking about the importance of having high-speed internet in Dayton's historic and iconic Oregon District.
It is another piece of the puzzle, if you will, on how we can grow the Oregon District and downtown. I very much see it as part of the economic development strategy to help these businesses and strengthen these businesses and make the Oregon District the very special place that it is.
Sandy is among a number of business and civic leaders in Dayton who recently celebrated the launch of a smart city solution in the Oregon District. The solution, powered by Cincinnati Bell, delivers free public Wi-Fi, analytics, and engagement software to support local businesses and drive economic development. Cincinnati Bell is also delivering fiber-based internet to residences in and around the Oregon District. The partnership comes at an important time for both parties. For the city of Dayton, the Oregon District is a showcase neighborhood that both attracts new talent to the area and inspires working professionals to put down roots with their families. It features architecture dating back to the 1800s and includes a mix of residential housing and small, locally owned businesses and boutiques. Gudorf says it's the type of environment that's drawing residents back to the urban core in so many cities.
The demand for downtown housing has just been incredible. And along with that, it's all the, you know, the very unique businesses and brew pubs, retail shops, the ability to walk anywhere, walk from your place of work to or from your home to your favorite coffee shop or maybe your favorite brew pub after work. It's that walkability that really is the key factor when people decide, especially young people, if they want to live in an urban environment. And also from an economic development perspective, you know, corporations, businesses, they're chasing that young talent as well. And they know that young talent, they like being in urban centers. And so that trend weaves through all kinds of decisions on where people and where companies want to grow and locate.
For Cincinnati Bell, the partnership with Oregon District businesses and residents is another important step in the 147-year-old company's growth strategy. Over the past 2 years, the technology company has delivered a fiber-based smart city solution to the city of Fairborn, as well as public Wi-Fi at Levitt Pavilion Dayton, UD Arena, and 5 large housing developments. Cincinnati Bell's business case for investing in Dayton is strong. Dayton is the county seat of Montgomery County, which is home to more than 500,000 residents. Dayton's economy is anchored by Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, multiple universities, and a network of highly regarded healthcare organizations. And what was once farmland along the I-75 corridor that links Dayton and Cincinnati is now being developed rapidly, bringing the two cities ever closer together.
Working downtown Cincinnati every day and making that hour drive back and forth, I've seen the growth over the last couple decades of everything in between.
Jason Prater, president of Cincinnati Bell's entertainment and communications business, sees that development firsthand while in transit from his home in Bellbrook to Cincinnati Bell's headquarters in downtown Cincinnati. For Jason and his team, the Dayton expansion represents something of a new frontier in Cincinnati Bell's fiber investment. Cincinnati Bell has focused primarily on building out a fiber network in Greater Cincinnati for the last 10 years. Since 2010, the company has invested more than $1 billion into that network. And as of October 2020, Cincinnati Bell offered gigabit internet speeds to more than 500,000 addresses throughout Greater Cincinnati. To be sure, that investment will continue in Greater Cincinnati, where Cincinnati Bell also delivers free high-speed Wi-Fi to a growing number of venues that include the airport, Riverbend Music Center, and downtown's Fountain Square and Banks development. However, as Jason notes, the time is right for expanding into Dayton, and Jason's passion goes well beyond the business case. His family still lives and works in the area, including owning the Trolley Stop Tavern in the Oregon District.
I've lived in the area my whole life, you know, so 47 years. I've lived between Waynesville and Bellbrook. So, and Waynesville, while south of Dayton, is tied to Dayton. It is probably as far south as you can go, and people still say their hometown's Dayton. Well, Dayton's got a lot of fun residential happenings right now. You know, obviously you have a beautiful neighborhood right behind the Oregon District. You've got St. Anne's up the street from there. You know, and the revitalization of Dayton really is dependent on the restaurants and the bars, the life outside of a work, right, environment. A lot of larger cities are tied to their commercial traffic. Comes in 8 o'clock in the morning, there till 5 or 6 o'clock at night, and they rely on that. Dayton's done a really nice job of starting to rebuild through people, not just businesses. So it's a good mix of both. And that's why having the connectivity where you work, you know, where you live, where you play.
Connectivity has never been more important than it is today as a result of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, which exploded in March 2020. Face-to-face meetings and in-person classroom instruction have been replaced by video calls. Small businesses have had to find new ways to reach and serve their customers. If high-speed internet was once considered a luxury, it's now understood to be mission critical.
For me, running my business, I'm on just video conferences all day long. I mean, I probably see my clients more now than I did before COVID, to be honest. I mean, having a video call is just standard now. People want to see each other's faces. I mean, it's obvious why internet quality is important for that.
Kyle Babarad is president and actuary at Canary Consulting and president of the Oregon District Business Association. Kyle grew up near Albany, New York, and settled in Dayton after attending Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. He bought his business in 2015 and today has 13 employees. Like all businesses, Kyle and his team are adapting to the new normal in the COVID environment.
A good chunk of my team is here in the Oregon District, so we're also video conferencing. So just even having a small build, a neighborhood build of fiber benefits probably about half my team for when we're trying to video conference with each other, because we know we're all on the same connection and we all have reliable internet. So it's a benefit for me right away, just because we're finding ourselves needing to be mobile even when we're pretty close to each other.
Kyle has been president of the Oregon District Business Association, which includes approximately 30 businesses, since January of 2019. Kyle is all about making connections, connecting association members with each other to share knowledge, and keeping his association connected to the larger Dayton community, which has long recognized the Oregon District as an entertainment and cultural hub. Early in his tenure as president, Kyle became engaged in discussions with Cincinnati Bell about building fiber in the Oregon District.
They were pitching doing a smart city solution in the Oregon District, and I thought it was awesome. I thought it was awesome right from the start. There were obvious benefits to having fiber, having a public Wi-Fi solution, and having the kind of engagement platform that Cincinnati Bell was advertising. That was pretty attractive to us. A lot of these businesses in the neighborhood rely on internet for point of sale. It's becoming more and more common these days. And obviously, if that goes down at all, that's a huge issue. And then just the connectivity speed is an issue also, just for processing transactions or just doing general business. So that has been something that the businesses have been asking for a while before we even started talking about Cincinnati Bell. Like, who can we talk to get fiber built in this neighborhood?
As talks intensified, two Cincinnati Bell account executives took the lead in working with the Oregon District Business Association, Dayton Sales Director Mike Icavone, and Unicity Sales Director John Putnam, who leads Cincinnati Bell's Smart City practice.
Smart city means different things to different people. At Unicity, which is Cincinnati Bell's smart city practice, we talk about the foundation of a smart city as fiber infrastructure to backhaul all the data, Wi-Fi hotspots, And then a software package that we run over the top of those hotspots that allow us to engage and analyze, you know, the usage and the people visiting the public Wi-Fi areas.
John works with local governments across Southwest Ohio and Northern Kentucky that want to implement smart city solutions in their communities. He's helping Oregon district businesses fully leverage analytics that are at the core of smart city solutions.
We take that expected Wi-Fi connectivity and add this new level that we call intelligent Wi-Fi and use that engagement software package to learn about people. So, you know, from a business standpoint, we can tell them when people are in the Oregon business district, how long they stay, how they move through the community, and provide them with some analytics that help them run their business better. In other locations, what we found in the past is a lot of times businesses will be open on a Sunday and closed on a Monday. And we've found in many communities that Monday's actually a much more busy day and a much more active day within the community, and most of the businesses are closed. So we can help them understand when people are in the community so they can, you know, staff and run their businesses better. But also it gives us a connection with those visitors and residents. So you can advertise your business, talk about specials, and quite frankly, with the time period that we're in with the COVID crisis, this gives you the ability to engage with customers and attract those customers, you know, let them know, you know, hey, masks are required. Here's our hours that we're open. You know, here's how you can order online and pick up merchandise and meals efficiently and effectively, you know, at our business. So it gives you the ability to connect with people, inform them, and quite frankly, bounce back quicker from, you know, the shutdowns and make your business more successful.
Cindy Gudorf, the Downtown Dayton Partnership President, says if anyone can persevere in this challenging environment, it's the entrepreneurs and small business owners in the Oregon District. The COVID pandemic is only the latest in a series of challenges that the Dayton community has had to navigate since 2019. In May of 2019, tornadoes swept through the region, leading to at least one fatality and destroying dozens of homes. Then, in August 2019, a shooting in the Oregon District left 9 people dead and many more injured. And now, the community is dealing with the COVID pandemic and reduced economic activity.
It has been very, very difficult. First with 17 tornadoes coming down in our community. Then we had to shut the businesses down because we had a KKK rally last year, and then the shooting. And then it was like, what more can we take? And then COVID hit. But I am here to tell you that these businesses they're gritty. They're very resilient. They've been really creative on, you know, what they can do to transition their businesses in these difficult times. And it's not easy, but as I said, they're very creative in things that they're doing. And because it is in the Oregon District specifically, but in downtown Dayton more generally, it is a group of businesses that care about each other and they work together. And so they're hanging in there.
In August 2020, Oregon District businesses and residents joined civic leaders and the Cincinnati Bell team to officially celebrate the Smart City launch. Residents can now receive internet through fiber that runs directly to their homes, and businesses can leverage Wi-Fi and analytics to better serve their customers. In the short term, the Smart City solution gives businesses another important tool to navigate the COVID pandemic. In the long term, Cincinnati Bell's John Putnam says the Oregon District project is just a preview of what Cincinnati Bell plans to do with its network of public and private partnerships in Dayton.
I personally and Unicity and Cincinnati Bell are all very excited about the potential for the Dayton market. The growth that we are seeing is just unprecedented. You know, so if you look at Levitt Pavilion downtown, you know, turning a vacant city block into an outdoor concert venue. You know, you look at the Oregon District and the growth that we're seeing there. Oregon East and Fire Blocks are two very up and coming redevelopment districts that we're actively involved with in terms of getting that fiber infrastructure in the ground for some of those mixed use, you know, retail, office and residential complexes being developed. But if you look at it from a development standpoint, there's so much exciting, projects going on, so many exciting projects going on within the Dayton market that we're excited to be a part of that and excited to work with these developers to make, you know, Dayton a smart city and work with the government, not only of the city of Dayton, but with Montgomery County. And then all of those individual municipalities within Montgomery County to help them, you know, manage this aggressive growth that we're seeing out of the Dayton region.
Jason Prater, the Cincinnati Bell executive whose Dayton roots run deep, can't wait to see what the future brings for his company and the city that he considers home.
To Cincinnati Bell, I believe Dayton will look and feel like Cincinnati. We will be everywhere. We'll be embedded. We'll be part of the community as much as we're in Cincinnati. And I think that anytime if you were asked to name the top 4 or 5 companies in Cincinnati that are tied to the heritage and tradition, we'd be one of the top. And I believe that in Dayton, our presence will be one of the top through the giving of our employees, the time, effort, donations. We're a very giving group of people. So I look to see that grow as the number of employees grow, you know, the retail spaces that we're going to need for stores, more technicians, more sales teams, more engineers. Our presence will continue to grow. We actually have quite a few people that already live in Dayton that work in Cincinnati and make that commute. Pulling that north has been one of the most exciting things I've talked to people about. The people that, even in between Middletown, Mason, Monroe, they're so excited about coming north to work and to bring the excitement and just our culture as a company to Dayton and to help bring people together. Connecting what matters, right? That's what we do. That is our not only tagline, but it's our mantra. And so we will connect what matters in Dayton as much as we have in Cincinnati.